I'm Chris Walken. I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Foo Fighters. I don't know why, but I assumed that you were Chinese.
Hey, it's the 38th parallel, number 14. We've done 14 of these. It's crazy. Who would have thought? And I am here once again for the 14th time with Alan Mosley, host of It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday night, so I'm feeling pretty good. You know what kind of week this was? This was the kind of week that on Tuesday was the first day this week that I said, I just got to make it to Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when that phrase rolls out on a Thursday, it's like, understandable. It's you're right. Over the hump. But when that comes out on a Tuesday,
it's a long week.
So this to you, I've got the receipts, my friend. On Tuesday, I was Sisyphus rolling the stone up the hill.
Jeez.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. So last week we teased a topic that we were gonna talk about today. What was that topic again? Something about race mixing or
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that. Let me set it up. So, because this actually perfectly pertains to, you know, a day like Tuesday. So, I couldn't sleep. You know, it was late at night. It was way past my bedtime, but I couldn't sleep. And I know you're not you're not supposed to look at screens and stuff, but my mind's just racing and whatever. So I whip out the old phone and I'm scrolling and I get on Twitter. Cause I was also thinking, well, I need to find some funny memes for the show next week. Right. So I'm scrolling through and, you know, yada, yada, yada. One thing leads to another. And I wander into racist Twitter now.
As you do. Yeah.
As you do, like, look, first of all, let's just be honest with ourselves. They've got some fire memes over there on racist Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that none of the memes that I've ever used on the show that all you guys were going, ha, 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 that they didn't come from racist Twitter, by the way.
How dare you?
But this particular time that I wandered into the crowd, apparently there was a big fight going on. There's a huge schism in the racist community that threatens to tear them apart. You're not going to believe this. Yeah, right? Who would have thought if the racists can't stick together in this day and age, then what chance do any of us have? And the argument was over whether or not it is acceptable to have an Asian wife. And so in quite literally, it was 50-50. Half of the people were saying that, well, if you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever, and you're part of believing that you are the superior race is you have to keep the bloodline pure. So that means you have to marry within your race. But the other half of the people who are still racists, by the way, they themselves also believe that they are the best and everyone else is worse by their being. Believe that Asian women are like the free space on a bingo card. You just have that one for free. You get to have an Asian wife. I mean, of course, right? it's like they're the honoraries is the way that some people were putting them.
Got the same color skin, kind of.
And the more I scroll, the more I realize, wow, first of all, there's some really passionate opinions on this particular subject. And two, I can't believe how split right down the middle it is. Kind of felt bad for him. I was like, oh, you guys, come on. Don't let this break us up. You know, we can get past this. So anyway, I was like, wow, what a topic. You know, if I was a racist, would it be okay to have an Asian wife? Or would she have to be white?
Well, I did do a poll with your strong guidance. I did this poll. Basically, ask that question. And so far, yes is at 49%. No is 28%. And but I am Asian is 23%. So like it's the opposite. So, like I'm Asian.
So by the way, I'm counting that as no's. And the reason I am is that, like, let's just face it, that there's not that high of the demographic that are Asians. Like all the people that are 90% of the people that voted but I am Asian are probably white, and they just think it's a funny answer. So yeah. I'm counting those as no's. And so it still basically is 50-50 is what I'm getting at. Is that not crazy?
That is pretty crazy, yeah.
Like, I'm not racist. I'm not saying, oh, look at this engaging racist content. I actually find this fascinating. I think this is so interesting. That? Well, it is true that the racist content gets all the views. I mean, that's just objectively true in my history.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm genuinely fascinated at how tight that is, how close of a margin, and how the passionate responses that you get from it on both sides. So, because I feel like people who are outside the circle looking in would say that, well, I mean, if I was racist, then that would mean that I would have to stay with my own. But within the racist community, like roughly half don't actually think that.
Well, they're super attracted to Asian women, I'm guessing. And also
but that is part of it though, right? You're right. Is that they're not saying, is it okay to have a mixed race relationship? They specify Asian lady.
Yeah.
Like the whites aren't walking around talking about the swirl. The Mexicans aren't walking around talking about the Germans, right?
That's a whole other story. Yeah.
They're all talking about Asian, which in of itself is kind of weird, to be honest.
Well, I guess there's that stereotype of, they don't get that free space on the bingo card or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, that. But I guess it's like that stereotype, or I don't know if you would call it a stereotype, but that fetishization of Asian women. Mm-hmm. Because whenever, I mean, we kind of dealt with it early on in our, I guess, I don't know what you want to call this, podcasting thing that we were doing, or live streaming thing or whatever. But whenever they would see a white man and an Asian woman, they would just instantly say, oh, that guy's obviously just fetishizing on the woman. He doesn't really love her. He thinks, oh, I have an Asian woman. See? Then that's pretty much the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. See, I think, I mean, because I know that there's people that look at it from that angle with any combination. But Asian is way more common, like significantly, or at least as it pertains to, say, the racist community. There's probably people in the community that think similarly about different ones, but the only one that will get a 50% consensus is Asian. Well, but of course, I mean, I'm saying Asian. There's a lot of Asian, you know, like, is Indian Asian? Well,
that's true.
Is Pakistani Asian?
Well, I guess, you know, Far East Asian, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans.
Yes, I think so. That's what people think, is they're thinking Far East.
Because, you know, the skin tone is pretty similar to the white man.
Mm-hmm. But the blacks think the same thing. 50% of the blacks who are black supremacists also think that an Asian lady is okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's their personality. I don't know. Maybe they viewed them as being more submissive, I guess. I don't know. They don't feel like they're going to be bossed around by some Asian woman, as opposed to a black lady. Oh boy. You do one wrong thing. Oh boy. You're going to get your ass kicked. Mm-hmm. No, I have no idea. I mean, experience with that.
Okay. I mean, you didn't have to like come out so strongly on that particular point, but I mean, that's fine. It's whatever. I mean, look, I have dated several different races, and
And your favorite one was?
Oh, that's for the final episode of the 38th parallel. Okay.
Okay.
I tell you what, if we get like if we end up raising like $100 in whatever super chats, Patreon, do you even have that stuff set up? I mean,
Patreon, what's that? I never heard of a Patreon.
In any of them, is there any way for anyone who ever watches this show to support the show?
Well, yeah, I mean, they can super chat. Yeah.
Okay.
Give like 30% of it to Google.
If we raised $100 in all platforms, this is why you got to stream on Twitch, man. Twitch is where it's at. People love that.
Yeah,
Twitch
I should stuff. Start doing that. Yeah.
We'd have 38 parallel emotes and stuff. They'd be, you know, ooh, subtle racism that can get through the censors.
There's a little this, you know,
little yeah, like this. Yeah. Do some different stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Have something to do with Tennessee. For you.
Yeah, if we raised $100, then I would tell you which one my favorite was.
All right, $100. Let's get to it.
But I mean, but seriously, I've dated a lot of different races, and I can tell you that there was no one of them that I dated just like that wasn't the primary reason why. None of them was, oh, it's because they are this. That's right. Not true. But I'm also not going to lie to you and say that, you know, like, I mean, obviously if I didn't find them attractive, I wouldn't have dated them at all. Dude, I mean, I'm super shallow. So if I didn't think they were hot, then they wouldn't have even, there'd be subhuman as far as I'm concerned. Not because they're a different race, mind you, but because they're ugly. Just make sure to drive that point home. So
are you sure about that?
Well, like if you see a interracial couple on the street and you'd be like, oh, well, you know, I wonder if they're together because that guy has like a thing for those women. And the answer would be, well, he has a thing for that woman. Right.
Yeah.
Because that's they're together. So, I mean, does that count in your mind? Like if you saw some dude with like some hot Asian chick, would you be like, oh, he must have a thing for Asian chicks? It's like, well, he has a thing for that chick and she is Asian. So if that counts, then the answer, I guess, is technically yes. But I don't, it wouldn't be, I was like, well, oh, okay, well, what if she's just hideous then? Or, you know, whatever. Does it change your opinion of the situation?
Well, I know whenever Nico and I are out on the town, you know, doing our thing out in the city, when we see a white and an Asian couple, we go, oh, maybe they're gonna make some Hapa babies. Or sometimes we'll even see someone that looks half Asian, we're like, oh, there's a Hapa. Like, we just have like the gaydar, we have the Hapa dar or whatever you want to call it. Like, oh yeah, this person's definitely half Asian, we can totally tell. So yeah.
Well, see, you know, like what is 50-50 what we're talking about here for that? Like, does it have to be 50-50? Can it be like 75-25? Or, you know, like
you can do like the Tim Pool percentage, you know, Tim Pool's like a quarter
or whatever. I mean, because I'm just thinking you know, like Genghis Khan fathered a lot of babies and like, there are a ton of people that have some Asian heritage. Does that mean that there's actually billions of Opitarians actually count because they're like 98% Polish? So that's not really, you know.
Yeah. I would probably say like the term is supposed to be about half. So, I mean, for all I know, I could be lying. I could just be just like, yeah, I am Korean, but I also have all this other white in me. So technically, I'm not really 50-50. So, whoops. I guess I was on that one.
Well, I'm trying to find out percentage of Jewish do you have to be to live? Oh, my God. Yeah, we're 10% of the way there. What percentage of Jewish do you have to be to live in Israel?
Wasn't like a drop of blood or what? What is it? Is that the one? I can't remember. So many rules and standards. I can't keep up.
Well, the only reason I thought that was is that for some reason I thought like they. Well, I know that like they have. Like they have their traditions of, I guess, if your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if your dad's Jewish and he gets a hot Asian chick, then Hopitarian, yes.
Oh.
Jewish, no. Yeah. See, it's very confusing. And so
it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not necessarily saying any of that is right or wrong or whatever. I'm just saying that there are people who, you know, they have strong opinions on that sort of stuff. So I thought that was a thing that you had to be a certain percentage of Jewish to like be a naturalized Israeli citizen. I don't know. It may just be like a certain grandparent or grandparent or whatever. But I mean, even if they're that, like if you had to have a minimum of a grandparent, then that would be like 25%, right? At a minimum.
Yeah, I would think so.
So like if your grandmother was Jewish, then you could get in. So would you say then that if somebody had a grandparent that was full Asian, but then the other grandparent and parents were different races, would they still count as Hapa, or are they now soiled? I don't know. That was the word that came to my heart, so I'm gonna go with that.
Soiled. They shit their pants.
I mean, you know, they're not gonna get the great happy ending in the sky because they're less than that percentage.
Well, what I was gonna say, and thanks JC for the $10. I appreciate that.
How long does that stay on the screen?
That's gonna be there until I'm taking it down.
Oh, okay. Last week when JC did that, that was just a part of the show.
Yep.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not complaining. I don't care. Yeah. Hi, JC.
But what I was going to say was that, like, kind of the going back to the original question, or I don't know if it was a question or just like the original argument or whatever. Like, if I don't have a problem if a white person wants to find another white person. A white man wants to find a white woman and they want to have kids, whatever. No problem with that. And they're just strictly looking for, like, I'm Polish. I'm looking for a good Polish woman. That's all I'm looking for. Great. Good for you. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But hey, if a white man wants to go get an Asian woman, more Hapas. Let's go. I'm all in.
So is Hapa half Asian and half white, or is it half Asian and half anything?
Well, I
be
would
careful
say
with your answer.
I would say it's half. I would say it's half white, because like Blasian is always half black and half.
So that's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Okay. Yeah, they have its own term for it. I don't even know what the term was. I haven't looked it up, but I don't really care to look. But I haven't seen a half Mexican, half Asian. I have no fucking clue what that term is. It could be some fucking weird ass like Mexican. I have no fucking clue.
Latin Asian.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue as well as a Blasian or Hapa, does it? It doesn't really roll off
Latin
the tongue.
Latin Asian. I don't know.
Too many syllables. Blasian, Hapa. There's two syllables. Perfect. Great. Moving on. Right.
Well, in that case, I guess there just can't be any then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So no Mexican and Asians allowed to have kids together. Can't do it. Because there's no good term for it. I'm sorry. Does it roll off the tongue?
Talk Asian. I don't know. Yeah. So all right. Well, that does bring up a good point though, is that people are gonna be judged on whether or not they're racist based on whether or not they're okay with an interracial relationship. Are you equally judged for explicitly only wanting a homogenous relationship? So, because most people do that. That's what most people are. So it would be ridiculous to say most of all of these people are racist because mostly people of the same race date. That's ridiculous to say everyone is racist, essentially. However, if you were explicit, like if you said out loud, oh, I would only date a white person and I would never date anyone else who wasn't white, I think people would say you're being racist. Whereas if you said, you know, so if you said you were okay with interracial relationships, then they would say you're not racist. If you said you weren't okay with them, they would say you were racist. But if you said you were okay with them, but you would only date someone of your own race, I think they would still say you're a racist. But again, that's a weak argument, though, because that's what most people do. So are you going to now, you know, prejudge everyone as racist until proven otherwise?
Well, like China, there's fucking billions of people there. What are they looking for? I'm a Chinese man's going to be like, I'm looking for a good French woman. Like, what's the possibility
said
of that
no
happening?
One ever. Yeah. Yeah. Said no right. one ever of any,
yeah.
anyone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, well, like, you use China as an example. I mean, you can use any country basically as an example.
Well, yeah.
Of if the majority of a country, you know, China would be a good one, because good Lord, it's probably got to be a ridiculously high percent.
Yeah.
You know, if you took like a Sweden where like 98% of the population was ethnically Swedish, then for Swedish people to only be dating Swedish people is not exactly a controversy, because that's what's around. I mean, right. For white people to mostly date white people can't be insane in a white country, because it's what there is in their community and in their schools and in their churches and at their jobs and whatever.
Right.
So So I would say, if it were like, if I were answering your poll, if I was racist, because I'm clearly not, but if I was racist, then I would say, I would probably say it's okay to date an Asian lady. But it's hard for me to answer the poll without bias, because I would do that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say that, well, if I was a different person, what would I do? Well, I don't know. I'm who I am, so I can't just take that out of my brain. I mean, I have dated an Asian woman, so I can't unring the bell.
Too bad it didn't work out.
Wow. Because you want to have more No, but she was Indian, so does that count?
It's close enough.
All right, so do you think that like Nora Jones is a hopitarian in the same way that, you know, whatever exactly half white, half Asian, half East Asian is half white, half Korean the same thing as half white, half Indian? I don't know if I believe you, sir.
That's a good point. They do have darker skin, so there's that. There's that conundrum.
Well, different Indians have different skin tones, just like different Hispanic people have different skin tones,
right?
So that's a whole other thing. So like because well, of course, obviously you're a racist, because you're the person who literally starts all their shows with supporting the Hapa ethnostate. So
right,
anyway, that being neither here nor there, there are ethnically Spanish people, not Mexican, Spanish, that have super light skin tones. Like their skin's lighter than mine. So if they were with an Asian lady, the children would certainly have a very light skin tone. Are they hopitarians, or have they been sullied by the Spaniards?
Good point. You're making some interesting points, sir.
Because I guess I'm just pitching it to you that if you're trying to build a Hapa army for your Hapa ethnostate, you may just as a matter of practicality have to be like, well, I'm going to expand the definition of who's white to like these 20 different countries that all just so happen to have light skin tones.
Okay. All the light skin toned men, if you're white and you find yourself with a nice white Asian lady, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You can come on in and start procreating. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But if they're like, you know, like Cambodian plus, like,
well, I guess
Cambodian plus Greek equals.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that Nico, she's Filipino, and she's also
And so she's also right now saying, don't bring me into this shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She's like, what are you talking about? Don't do this. But, you know, half white, half Filipino. And
okay,
she has some Chinese or Mongolian or something in there. So because I'm with her, of course, she's allowed in.
Yeah. And so, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The power here. This is my life, my rules.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But
half joking, half being serious, but yeah.
Okay. But so you are treating like, so like when you're creating the Hapa ethno state, which is going to be just like Israel, and you're going to have these laws in place for the racial purity, but you're going to allow 100% whites who are in no way Asian, but they are coupled with 100% Asians. They can get in so long as they are creating Hapas.
Yeah.
But in y'all's case, you're a Hapa and she's a Hapa.
Yeah.
Already. So, yeah.
So all the Filipinos and the Thais and the Vietnamese, they can come in too. Any of that like Asia, Southeast Asian, Far East Asian, mm-hmm. they can all come in. As long as they're with a white man and they can.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Well, now, of course, now I'm sold at that point.
Well, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, I would not be allowed a visa into the Hapa ethno state. But if I agreed, you know, out of the kindness of my heart to take one of the hot Asian ladies that you have, then I would be able to live there.
Sure. Sure, I guess I'll take her, I suppose. I don't know.
Shucks. I mean, you drive a hard bargain.
Oh man.
Yeah. See, this is the more you work out the minutiae, the more racist it gets.
Yeah. So I think we're starting to realize that we are racist here. We're starting to realize
that. Hey, there's no we. This is your ethnic.
You want to come in. You said if I had an Asian lady, I can come in, right? Like, yeah, come on.
I didn't create it. I'm like Marco Polo, yeah. Right? Like, I'm just seeing the world and telling of my travels.
Yeah, but I said Marco and you said Polo. So there you go.
I mean, I you know, when in Rome, right? Like, I'm just following the local customs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're assimilating into our culture, into our nation or ethnos.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But see, this is going to be your next deal breaker, but like Middle Eastern, like, cause that they're the Middle East is technically in Asia.
But, yeah. And
are y'all letting in like Persians, Iranians,
anyone with these like slanty eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's all like Kazakhstan, their women definitely, like, if you saw a woman from Kazakhstan, most mm-hmm. of them, I guess, they like you would see them, you go, oh, yeah, that's probably someone from maybe Korea or somewhere in there. But you look, because you look at it, oh, yeah, they look Asian because they have the slanty eyes. But yeah, they just happen to live in the Middle Eastern areas.
Yeah. Because I know a bunch of people right now that need a ticket out of where they live. So they'd be like,
well, sure. No, I mean, I don't know about them. I don't know if they're, I don't know. They can.
I mean, are they not Asian? Because they certainly live in Asia the last time I checked.
Okay, I'm going to have to like draw a line.
Okay, all right. Like, yeah.
Anyone east of this line, you could go over here. But if you're over in this west side, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go fuck yourself. So,
wow. You too, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Poor Gazans. Just can't catch a break. Here I was trying to get some refugees sent to.
I'm xenophobic and anti-Semitic all in one. There you go. Now everybody's mad at me.
But you call it the Hapa ethno state. Do you actually have a name for it, or it's just the Hapa ethno state?
Yeah, we call it Hawaii.
Oh, well, I mean, that's as good a place as any, I reckon.
Super expensive. Oof.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Hawaii is that, you know, like it looks beautiful, but if you are actually there, you realize like how flat it is and how obviously connected to the ocean it is. There's tons of wind. So there's sharp, fierce winds 24/7, 365. And so if you're somebody who, you know, doesn't enjoy every single time you open a door or window to just be, then you're like, not actually going to super love Hawaii.
Like that Kramer, that one time he opens the door, he's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine that was in the Navy, and he was actually stationed in Hawaii. So, you know, like when your friend went to Afghanistan and had his leg blown off by an IED and now he can't see fireworks anymore.
Wind.
Yeah. 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 My buddy was like, shucks, I got to go live in Hawaii for a few years before I come home with a pension. This sucks.
Yeah, this sucks.
But he actually did say he didn't like it. He didn't like living there. Now, granted, he's not the kind of person who just loves the beach and all that stuff. But even beyond that, he was like, oh, yeah, it was really pretty. And we got to golf a lot because, like, all these golf courses that normally would cost a bajillion dollars, we got to go because we were, you know, like, off the base or whatever. Yeah. And so, I mean, sure, there was a lot to see and a lot to do and all that. But he genuinely did not enjoy living there. And said that, like, you know, even if, like, if I won $1 billion, I wouldn't move back. I didn't like it. Mm. And so I know that there's people out there that would hear that and be like, oh, dude, you're crazy, right? Like, oh, man, I want to go live in a paradise like that. And he actually said no, he didn't care for it.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, it's going to be annexed off anyway for the Hapas. So.
Yep, that's right.
Let them deal with the volcanoes and the wind.
On second thought, maybe we should go somewhere else. Volcanoes. Ugh, I don't know about that. We'll go to Oklahoma. It's nice and flat. Oh, tornadoes. God. See, we're just a natural disaster somewhere. Damn it.
Yes. Yes. The natural habitat of the Hapas, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Going to go steal the Indian territories, you know, just like last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
See, Indians don't like, that's the thing about Indians and when I, or Native American Indians, like they don't fit any paradigm, right? Like, because they're not white, they're not black, they're not Hispanic.
Yeah.
I mean, there are Native American Indians that would be more like South American, right? Mm-hmm. And so I like South American would fall into what you think of as Hispanic. Of course they aren't the Hispanic, the Spaniards came in, but they in modern day, they would come off that way. But like a pure blooded Native American Indian from like North America doesn't fit any of those descriptions. They are their own thing. They are a Native North American Indian. So I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is they're going to have to stay where they are because they're not going to be let in any of the other places.
You get your own territories. You stay over there.
Yeah, you just stay over there.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something else we were going to talk about, but we've taken damn near the whole show on just this topic.
Well, I mean, we can move on from that and just go in a completely different direction. Because I had a couple things that I wanted to just mention to you and kind of gauge your opinion, your thoughts on it. So our Lord and Savior, Elon Musk, he's doing some changes to Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's even, favorite I'm sure even American.
Even Elon will still call it Twitter. So they're updating their block feature, allowing users to see replies from accounts that block them. This change aims to enhance user safety and transparency by enabling the ID identification and reporting of potential harassment or harm content. However, the update has sparked debate among users, with some questioning the effectiveness of the block feature if blocked users can still reply to their posts. Despite the controversy, X maintains that this change is aimed at improving user safety and transparency. This update does not affect the ability of blocked users to see posts and other content from the person who blocked them. Now, Elon Musk added to that, and Elon himself said another change is coming to block, and that blocked users will be able to see public posts. So to me, it kind of makes me wonder, well, what was the point of calling it blocking then? I think it's still.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. You're just getting rid of blocking basically then. Like, because even in a scenario where blocking someone means that like you don't see them anymore, you personally don't see them personally anymore. But if they're still able to interact, that means they're still interacting with your audience. And now, if anything, they're saying a bunch of random shit on your public posts that you may not see, but everyone else sees. That's a absolutely terrible change that I would strongly suspect they're going to end up rolling that back. So there's going to be a massive outcry. There's going to be a massive outcry from people who themselves are big users who make X a lot of money and have like a bunch of ad revenue and whatever. Because the thing about blocking is it's not just you and the person. It's twofold. Like, if I block somebody, it's because I don't want to see or hear from them anymore. That is number one.
Right.
But number two is that maybe I think that they're a drain on the community. I think that I have followers, and here's like, it's the same thing. Like so I'm doing It's Too Late, and here's the live chat for It's Too Late. And then some just autistic, just off-putting, just socially awkward person comes in, and maybe they're making some crude jokes, or maybe they're using some language that you're like, hey, whoa, like, look, I can enjoy a good N-word every now and then, but you know, sorry, but I'm gonna have to cut you off at three, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, some people, if you get one of those people and they're ruining the experience for other people are like, who's this guy? You know, I don't, you know, like I'm following this person and now, man, he's got some real haters, you know, or whatever, following him.
Right.
You want those people gone because they're ruining the experience for everyone else. So if so his updated policy may still keep it where you don't have to see them every waking minute, but they're still ruining the experience for everyone else. That's stupid. It's your following. It's your account. It, like I said, I equate it more to like looking at the live chat of a podcast episode. I absolutely have blocked people who chatted in my chat with weird off-putting things, or were trying to make it about themselves, or advertising something else, or you know, trying to ask questions or making derogatory statements towards my guest. You know, I have a guest on and they're making derogatory statements towards my guest. And by the way, I've had guests on that I don't agree with everything they say, but they're my guest. And so I don't have guests on the show for then some randos to show up and belittle them right there live on air. That's not happening. So if I block those people, but then they can still do it, that sucks.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah. Boy, you've really been putting a lot of work on the production of this show.
I know, right?
Basically on par with It's Too Late now.
I know. It's getting added an extra dollar to this. Look at that. You should have it on the whole time. Just can't see you. Wait, what happened to Alan?
Yeah.
Whatever.
If I ever actually did have technical difficulties, I probably would forget to hit the button. Like, at least if my camera's going to freeze because I'm disconnected, I should hit the button.
So here's another one that Elon said. So yeah, if you block someone, they can still see your tweet, but you can't, or I'm confused now. Like, so you block someone, they can still see your tweet, but they can't interact with it or do anything. They can just see it. So whatever, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I hope you're right that it gets enough backlash where it's like, we're kidding on that one. But for this one, he says posting long form text, audio, and video content on X will dramatically increase your reach. Over 500 million active users are on this platform, and they are the smartest and most influential audience on earth.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but sure. I mean, my content is on X, and I haven't noticed them being any particularly more intelligent or engaging.
Well, I think he's forgetting the part. Well, I guess he's also forgetting the part where if you have a blue check mark, it'll help. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a blue check mark, you're shit out of luck. You suck.
I mean, I don't care about the blue check mark stuff, like paying right. for Twitter premium or X premium, whatever. I mean, I don't, that doesn't bother me. Like if you like a service, you shouldn't, it doesn't kill you to spend whatever it is, $8 or whatever the price is.
But that's supposed to technically help with your reach and all that. Not just, well, if you post longer content, it's going to, like, you have to put that context in it, because that will, mm-hmm. like if some of these followers, two people, same amount of followers, one doesn't have a blue check mark and the one does have a blue check mark, I would probably bet that the person with the blue check mark will probably reach more people. More people will see that tweet. It'll get more engagement. The person with no blue check mark would just be like, I'm going to tweet this, and they get like two likes or something, you know, something super small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sure that that goes on. I mean, but the thing is, though, is that, you know, I'm really torn on everything involved with Musk and Twitter, because if your only standard for judgment is it better than it was before, then yes, it is good. If your standard is it better than Facebook, then yes, it is good. But if your standard is it genuinely a completely unadulterated free speech platform? No, it is not. If your standard is, do they support certain creators making certain content and throttle others? I hate to tell you this, they still do that. And you're absolutely lying to yourself if you think they don't. I mean, like, is it call the elephant in the room? I mean, Musk is totally in the tank for you know, the people over there, the ones in the Sons of David, you know. So he is openly and unquestionably supportive of Israel. When the Jewish groups were threatening X, he pulled back and did whatever they wanted. He takes a bunch of money from them in ads and in other revenue, and he supports pro-Israel stuff. And they have banned tons of people that are pro-Palestine. They have banned, if not outright banned, they've demonetized major journalists who are pro-Palestine that have been covering the events in a completely objective and not gory or misinformation type of way. And they demonetize them, which if you're an account with, you know, whatever, 250,000 followers, and you're posting like up to the minute breaking news type stuff, and you're getting millions and millions of impressions and whatever, for you to be demonetized must really, really suck. Because God knows, if you're an independent journalist, then that's it. This is how you make money. You ain't getting paid by the Washington Post, right? You're not getting paid by the New York Times. And so for those people to get demonetized is a huge blow. And guess what? X has been doing that under Elon Musk. So let's, again, it kind of depends on where your standard is. I have no problem saying that it's not better. It's better than it was. It's better than Facebook. You know, are they sufficiently prudent with certain topics and certain people? Yes. But for all, no.
Thanks, Elon!
Yeah, okay. I feel like if you play it just one more time, then that's it. Like, that's going to be the one that gets it over the top. So anyway, you get you Fox & Sons coffee. That's foxandsons.com. All right.
That is good coffee, actually.
That's what everybody says. That's because I'm actually the biggest fraud of them all. I don't even drink coffee, but I sell Fox and Sons coffee. Look, dude, you got to make a buck somehow. All these broke ass libertarians ain't paying for my late night talk show. So I got to sell Fox and Sons coffee.
Man. Okay. So we'll end it with this, because, you know, I don't know what the justification is for even mentioning this, but it's so stupid and retarded. Okay. So Donald Trump is going to be speaking at the Libertarian Party.
Oh, no, you can't pull that shit out at 9:53.
That's right. Let's go.
No. well, let me go make a pot of Fox and Sons coffee so I can stay up for another couple hours. Jesus, man. If you wanted to do the whole show about that so that you could like brand it that way, then we would get a whole bunch of probably mostly just hate responses, but you know, whatever, we'd have gotten some traffic. Here I was just settling in for a casual evening of racism, and you pull out this political BS.
Hey, racism, Libertarian Party, perfect. There you go.
All right. I guess
depending on who you ask.
Trump is using them, and he's also the biggest speaker they will ever have. There you go. The question that I would have, because
seconds. Perfect. You did that in 10 seconds. What more do you need to talk about? Yeah.
Nothing really. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Fuck y'all.
It's not me saying this. I actually heard it from someone else. Josh Ferguson. I'm going to give him credit. The Daily Struggle. Check him out. He's great. He's mentioned something about, because he was talking about this, and he mentioned something that it was actually interesting and was like, huh, that's a good point. So I don't really, I think he's speaking like on the 25th or something like that. And the convention itself, when they nominate the president and the vice president, the 10 people that will nominate them, is the next day. So of course, if Donald Trump's going to be speaking at this event for the Libertarian Party, you're probably going to expect a lot of press to be there. Right? Like a lot of press is going to be there. So if the Libertarian Party wants to try and get all these eyes on them, hey, Libertarian Party, don't forget about us. We're the third largest party in America, whatever that means. If they really wanted more eyes on them, wouldn't they want to do it either that day that they're nominating the president and vice president, or the president and vice president has already been nominated, schedule them to speak once that's done? So then when the press goes, hey, the president nominee, what did you think of the speech? Instead of there's like how many people that are trying to be the president and vice presidential nominee, they're going to be like, well, what do you think? What about you? You're nominee. Okay. You're a candidate, whatever. What about you? Like all these. And plus once Donald Trump's done speaking, he's going to be out of there. The press is like, I don't give a fuck about these people. I'm going to leave with Donald Trump because that's where the press goes. Donald Trump goes. That's where the press is.
Well, this is what I was going to say before my 10 seconds was up.
Yeah.
Was this is the question that I would ask people. I don't have a strong opinion of it one way or the other. I have been very vocal ever since all the way back in the gold standard days, like 2017 on. I was very vocal that I want to destroy all political parties, but I'm a pragmatist. It's going to be really hard for me to destroy the DNC and the GOP. So I'm going to start with a party that can't be easily destroyed. Let's do the LP first. So the LP is trash and the LP people are trash. There you go. So with that said, this is the question that I pose to people and to everybody, to whether you think it's a good thing that he's speaking because he is going to bring a lot of press and a lot of eyeballs and all that, or the people who are against it because they feel like, well, he's not a libertarian. This time should be reserved for people that are in, you know, like in our party or whatever. Like, look, this question is for everybody. On net, because, and you have to say on net, because look, I know that there's a bajillion more Republicans than there are big L libertarians. On net, which of these do you think is going to be a higher number, more likely to happen after Trump speaks to the LP? Are there going to be more libertarians that vote for Trump, or will there be more like MAGA Republicans that vote libertarian? Which one on net will grow its percentage of the electorate? And by the way, this is one of those types of polls. This is a great poll to run too. This is one of those types of polls that you can run where it's not a rhetorical question. There is an answer. I can tell you what the answer is. The answer is there's going to be more libertarians vote Republican. Donald Trump. That is the answer, but it's still interesting to run the poll because I'm willing to hear arguments. I'm willing to hear what somebody's opinion is on the matter. That's fine. You got an opinion on it. That's fine. Like I said, I don't really have a strong opinion on whether we're one way or the other. I'm not going. I don't care. The LP is irrelevant and always will be. Like I said, Trump is just using them in the hopes that he's going to get a chunk of their electorate. I shouldn't even use the word chunk, a nibble, because they're already at crumbs. He's going to get a few pieces of their crumbs of the electorate.
If I can get 0.05% more people to vote for me,
perfect. Well, the point being is that the libertarians that are looking at this saying, well, there's like, let's move on from the debate. There's no point in us sitting here debating whether or not he should, because he is. So let's move past that. And let's just talk about, well, what are the likely outcomes of this event? Because there are libertarians that think, well, this is an opportunity because he will bring in a huge crowd and there will be a lot of press. This is an opportunity for us to actually get some serious libertarian talking points out into the mainstream consciousness kind of through him and whatever. Or vice versa, you think that, well, he's so just shamelessly not libertarian, no matter how you slice it, that he doesn't care, you know, kind of more like what you said. He's going to come in, give a speech, not listen to a goddamn thing any of them have to say. He's back in the motorcade. Thanks for the cheese.
Yeah.
Which I think is much more likely to happen. If I would say this, because again, that poll is not rhetorical. The answer is it's on net going to help Republicans, not libertarians. If you think that Trump is just going to sit there, you know, nice and polite, because you know Trump, he's just such a patient and understanding kind of guy who listens to everyone else.
Right.
Yeah. If you think Trump's going to show up to the LP convention and sit there and listen to these neckbeards air their grievances for like an hour and a half and then respond to them, you're an idiot. He is not. You're an idiot if you think that. In Trump's mind, he's going there to just use them and then he's going to be out. In libertarians' minds, if you think it's the opposite, you're an idiot. It's that is what he is planning on doing. Now, they may attempt to not allow that, but that is what's going to happen. But I still, the true question is that if he gives this little talk, and maybe he does field a handful of you know, pointed questions, and he's expected to give an answer or whatever, because that's more like a debate. He's not going there to debate. I think that this is a huge disconnect in the community. A lot of people think that, well, if he's going to field questions from like the LNC, then that's kind of like having a pseudo debate because they're getting to ask questions that he answers. This is not going to happen. He'll either that won't happen at all, or he won't agree to it, or he'll just give a speech and leave. Or at the minimum, he'll give non-answers. He'll give typical politician answers of, yeah, that's a really important question. Next, you know, that's what'll happen. But which is greater? More libertarians vote Republican or more Republicans vote libertarian? The answer is clearly more libertarians are going to vote Republican. You're an idiot if you think anything else. And I will say, just as a one small minor caveat, if your answer is, well, us true principled libertarians that are here in DC for the convention, we're not the kind of libertarians that are going to be swayed by MAGA. We're not going to vote for him just because he shows up and talks at our convention. Aha. Let me propose this to you. This will be kind of like similar, different poll. Let's just say hypothetically, you don't think I'm right. And you don't think that the libertarians by and large will support Trump, and you don't think that they'll be hoodooed by whatever, you know, by his bullshit speech or answers of questions. And you think that it's actually going to be a benefit to the Libertarian Party that all these Republicans are going to dump Trump and go to them. Let's say you think that. I will pose that hypothetical person this question. Do you think that that would change and that everybody would go vote for Trump if he dropped them a breadcrumb? Like, let's say, for instance, he said, I'm going to free Ross. I'm going to free Ross Ulbricht. Hey, listen, you libertarians, because I see some of you in the audience wearing your free Ross shirts. I promise you that if I'm elected president on day one, I'm going to pardon Ross Ulbricht. Great. Obviously, there's two caveats to that. One, he can just say that and then not do it. Imagine that. A politician can lie.
Yeah, right.
But even if he's not lying, do you think that a huge chunk of libertarians would then turn around and vote for Trump in the general on the promise that he would do, you know, one thing they want? again, I think overwhelmingly. I think if Trump says, I'm going to pardon Ross Ulbricht, the amount of Republican votes he loses is next to zero. The amount of Libertarian votes he gains is through the roof. And I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
You know what? I want Ross freed. Biden ain't going to do it. Nobody else is going to do it. And I can't get Ron Paul. Sorry, guys. Ron Paul's not getting elected. I hate to tell you, it's not going to happen. So if I actually had some way of having a guarantee that Trump would actually do it and not renege, yeah, I'd vote for him. It's the only way you're going to save that guy's life.
Yeah, a lot of people are one-issue voters anyway because they stick to that one vote or that one issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote for anybody. I'm not a voter. The last person I voted for was Ron Paul, and it'll be the last person I ever vote for. But with that said, the biggest reason why I still wouldn't vote for Trump is as I don't believe him. There's no reason for me to believe he'll actually do any of the there's that. I think that's Woods's law, or no, Woods's law is the John McCain one. There's a right. I think Horton's law is when a politician gets elected, they will renege on all the good things they said they'll do, but they'll keep all the bad promises.
Right.
So I have no reason to believe that Trump would do that, even if he said he would. But if he did and he actually meant it, I bet they'd all go vote for Trump. And then the Libertarian Party, in a weird kind of way, would be left with egg on their face, right? Because the LP people, like the Mises Caucus people that are the ones who invited Trump, who are already having to defend themselves from accusations that they're all just a bunch of Republicans who support Trump. And they're saying, oh, no, no, no. We just invited Trump because we're trying to grow the party and get a famous speaker. It's not, we're not actually Republicans, you guys. If Trump comes in, promises to free Ross, and then like, you know, 80% of the Mises Caucus people all go vote for Trump, they're not going to be able, even if there's legitimate reasoning for it, they're not going to be able to defend themselves against accusations that they didn't have the LP's best interest at heart. If the LP ends up losing a ton of votes, like, I don't know how you can get less votes than that lady from Clemson who was the candidate last year. What was her name? Jorgensen. It would be hard to be a worse candidate with less votes than Joe Jorgensen. But I bet whoever the candidate is this year will get less votes than Jorgensen because they'll all be voting for Trump because Trump speak again. This is the caveat of he speaks at the convention and he promises them at least one thing, at least one. I just use free Ross as an example. Pardon Julian Assange. Guys, if you vote for me, I'm going to pardon Julian Assange. If he gives them one thing, they'll all go vote for him. And the LP's actual turnout, which is already catastrophically low, of course, will,
yeah,
which will then hurt fundraising in the future and all that. So all I'm saying, I'm a devil. So I'm just simply playing devil's advocate of if you wanted to have a famous speaker get a bunch of people show up, obviously this is a good thing. Obviously.
Right.
But could it blow up in their face and the LP does like this is their worst election cycle in 20 years, even despite all the attempts to try to grow the party because they all boycott for Trump? Yeah, totally. Could totally see that happening. And then all of the left libertarians who hate Trump will say, aha, told you so. And then they'll end up taking the party back over and it'll be make the Libertarian Party gay again. And they'll have their pride flags and, you know, whatever. Anyway, those are my fuller remarks. All of that still could have been summed up with my first 10 seconds.
Thanks, Elon!
All right, that's it. I'm never doing the show again. You just... at least have another button prepared next week, you know? At least.
Elon's fault. This whole thing's Elon's fault. I'm just saying.
Like, dude, I'm trying to help you out here with OBS. You see, I've got like 40 buttons in just one scene. Like, you know, like you could like really splurge out and have like three or four next week.
Okay. I do have another one. Do you want to see the other one that I had laying around?
Sure, yeah.
See? Alan, where can they find It's Too Late with Alan Mosley?
Oh, well, for now. Twitter.
You didn't like that, Facebook, you didn't like that song?
YouTube, Twitch. whatever, all those platforms, and on your favorite podcasting platforms of choice. It's Alan Mosley TV. Just go to Twitter right now. Go to Twitch, YouTube, type in Alan Mosley TV. Boom. There's It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. New episodes every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And of course, the 6th annual It's Too Late live show. Oh my God. It is 2 weeks.
It's getting close.
2 weeks away. We're going to be holding baby kangaroos and eating nachos.
Sweet.
Separately. Like, those are two different things. We're taking a group that Friday to the Confederate Museum.
Cool.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of weird shit. So actually, you're going to love this. We're going to the Confederate Museum on Friday afternoon, and then we're meeting for dinner at an Asian restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. I tried to get y'all to come. Dude, it's an absolute magical wonderland going on here.
I know.
Yeah, all the racists who come to my show, we're going to Asian, we're going to Mexican. Yeah. Going to Waffle House.
That's it. Asian.
Well, we're going to Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Well, we're going to a place called Jumbo House Thursday night for the early arrivals. So it's like a burger and ice cream type joint. So it's very Americana. And then we're going to the Confederate Museum the next day, and then the Asian restaurant, which is it's the place with the most Asian name ever. It's Ninja Mongolian Hibachi Sushi Grill.
Yeah,
that's where we're going. Yeah. And then the next day we're going to the petting zoo that has a sloth and kangaroos and lemurs and all sorts of other crazy stuff. And then we're going to the Mexican place. And then the next day we're going to Waffle House. And then we're going to go bowling and play putt-putt golf. Dude, it's just
missing out.
Yeah, it's all sorts of crazy stuff. By the way, I'm only paying for like one of those. Everyone has to pay their own way for all the other stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, as JC says, we've got all the racist stereotypes covered in one long weekend for all of our attendees. It's beautiful. I'm going to do a poll at the 6th annual event, like on SurveyMonkey or something. That's going to be, if you were racist, could you have an Asian friend?
What kind of restaurant do you want to go to?
Yeah. And I'm going to laugh my ass off when it ends up being like 50-50. Wow. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Sucks that we're going to be missing out, you know, like I said last time, but hey, maybe next year we'll go. We'll see.
Next year is going to be the one. Next year is going to be a huge event with like famous live guests and a band and like a magician. And like, which by the way, funny thing, I'm not joking about any of this. Next year's is going to be pretty. The next year is the kind of event that maybe that's their last one, just because we know like, well, we can't top that. So let's just quit.
Yeah.
That's next year. Yeah.
After the next one, all right, no more live events. If you didn't come the last six times, you better hurry up and get to this one, because that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think anybody thought that I was going to get to 6th annual, much less 7th annual, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty cool accomplishment, man. Congratulations.
Is it? Yeah. You know me, the huge podcaster niche internet micro celebrity friend. That's me.
No, you know, don't sell yourself short. You still got plenty of time. Still got plenty of time.
No, I only have what's today? It's May? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got 16 months left. We don't have time to get into more lore. You're going to have to end the show, but I've only got 16 months left.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You'll tell me about it.
Yeah, we'll tease. That's the tease for next week. I have to get this done in 16 months or it's over.
All right. Well, thanks again, Alan, for coming on. And we'll end the show. But, you know, got to end the show and then.
Thanks, Elon!
Sorry.